This Sunday, a band of fiddlers who've made music around New England for three decades will perform for the final time. The world-class musicians of the group Child's Play have gathered at the holidays each year to celebrate the music of Celtic regions around the world. What they have in common is their instruments. They play on violins and violas made by an Arlington man who WBUR's Lisa Mullen spoke with. His name is Bob Childs.
I'm a violin maker and a fiddle player, also the artistic director of Child's Play.
What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Only the way it's played. They're actually the same instrument.
I thought it was how much money you got for playing it.
You know, in the old days it was, yes.
More for the violin.
Right.
Child's Play has been around for like 30 years. You created the ensemble in 1986 when Ronald Reagan was president. So the commonality among all members of this group is that they're playing either a violin or a viola that you yourself have made. Is there something distinct about the sound of a Bob Childs instrument? And if there is, tell us where and we can hear it.
Well, it's like a family that sings together. There's a familial tone to the voices of the violin. And so when you put that in combination with all these really high-level musicians, you get to create a very special sound. And on top of that, I like to tell the story that when I was very young, I was in five different foster homes. And ultimately, I got adopted. But it turned out that the night before I was about to come up to Boston and open up my own shop, I had a dream where I was led into a room and shown a violin. I turned the violin over, and inlaid into the back of the violin was an image of a small boy crying. Mm. And that moment was an epiphany for me, where I realized I was making violins as a way of finding a vehicle to express some part of my own experience. So then when you put it on stage with all these incredible musicians, amplified, it's just a very central part of the sound of the group.
Let's listen to the song called Last Alleluia. Tell us about what we're hearing here.
This is a piece that Hanneke Castle composed. Hanneke is one of the fiddle players in the band.
She's tremendous.
She's a beautiful player and an incredible composer and arranger. You can hear that there's a very beautiful quality to the sound of the piece, and then to hear all the violins folded into that sound, it just really is the voice of Child's Play. There's sort of a melody line in there, and then around the melody are all these beautiful harmonies played in different voices on the instruments. And then you hear this resonance that kind of comes together to be the focus of the sound. This is Hanneke playing on her violin. I've always said about Child's Play, it's the music itself, I think, is really emotional. It's like think of it as an emotional landscape, the different pieces that we play. You know, I have the same experience when people are in my shop and I've just finished an instrument and I hand it to them, that I'm always just incredibly moved by hearing a player play on an instrument I made and hear this beautiful music come out of it. You know, as an artist, I guess that's really what you're hoping for, is that you're creating some kind of legacy for yourself, and much in the same way that I think we've created a legacy for Child's Play, which is really a beautiful working environment where you have all these incredibly talented musicians who are all stepping back and making space for each other to come forward and to create something that's very unique. And, you know, it's just an incredibly moving experience as the maker of the instruments.
So why are you stopping?
It's an expensive operation. There's 25 people in the band. You know, there's 14 violins, but there's all other instruments as well. And there's step dancers and singers like Aoife O'Donovan, Karen Casey. So it's an expensive operation to take on the road. And I have a couple kids who I have to start saving money for them to go to college. So it seems like a good moment to step back and just appreciate what we've done, but also let go of it.
What song would you like us to go out on here?
Let's go out with Rattlin' Roarin' Willie, the Robert Burns song. It's Aoife O'Donovan singing. She'll be at the show on Sunday at Sanders. It's got a lot of energy, and it really captures the sound of Child's Play.
Bob Childs, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Great pleasure to be here.
Zackin' back, I'll kill a night, cannily kick it then. Rattlin' Roarin' Willie was sitting at yon boat, sitting at yon boat in a mender company. Rattlin' Roarin' Willie, you welcome home.
Bob Child spoke with All Things Considered's Lisa Mullins. The band Child's Play has its final two performances at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge Sunday.